I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She rang the alarm when the caviar wasn't in stock. And for the love of God, somebody get him an alarm clock. It's Watch What Happens Live with Chef Rachel and Shane from Below Deck now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Look at them. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, which in boat speak is kind of like the dinghy of talk show studios. Please welcome my guest tonight from Below Deck's My Sienna. It's Chef Rachel Hargrove. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Andy. How's everything going?
Good. I'm so excited to meet you. You're so talented yet salty. And deckhand Shane Coopersmith. Hey, Shane.
Greetings. How are you all doing?
We are really good. Shane, tonight's episode ended on a little bit of a cliffhanger. I have to assume when you were called in to speak to the captain that you were a little freaked. Or what was going through your mind?
You know, I was going to have a conversation with Captain Lee and Eddie, and you guys will find out what happens in the next episode.
All right. Well, as if the yachting world wasn't small enough, Rachel, I hear you actually worked with Kate Chastain back in 2013. Are you two still in touch?
Yes. Yes, we are.
What was it like working with her?
And we did. It was great. You know, she's got a very dry sense of humor, and I've got my saltiness, as you just put it. So together, it was like, you know, It was dynamic. It was fun. And we kept our boss entertained as well.
How surreal is it to be working with Eddie and Captain Lee after watching them on vintage episodes of the show?
It is surreal. And you do get taken back by when you meet Captain Lee because he's quite charismatic. So you're just like, oh my goodness, it's Captain Lee, the stud of the sea.
Well, before you were serving five-star meals on luxury yachts, you were serving looks as you auditioned for Cycle 4 of America's Next Top Model. Look at this clip we found.
Sorry, Rachel,
this is amazing. There you are, looking gorgeous.
As long as I ain't showing people, I'm good to go.
And
I have no one to disgrace.
It didn't go your way, but maybe it went your way in another direction, right?
I wasn't bothered. It was just something to do.
Yeah.
It was actually a lot of fun because I got to meet Tyra and everybody, and, you know, they flew me out to LA, and I got to, you know, make an ass out of myself. So that's normal.
Well, so far this season, Rachel has stayed out of the drama and acted more like a Greek chorus in a chef's uniform. And since her takes are sharper than her knives, I want some gossip from the galley. Rachel, what were your thoughts on Captain Lee telling the crew that everyone needs to step up their game because Eddie and Francesca are carrying the bulk of the weight?
To be honest with you, I think all in a whole, we all needed to step it up because it was our first rodeo and we were all such, you know, green to the boat and each other. So I think he was right. We just all need to do it as a whole.
Should Eddie be more patient and understanding of Shane, or is Shane in over his head?
It's a little difficult for, you know, me to even comment on that truly, just because of the fact that, you know, I wasn't in the department with Shane. It would have been nicer to see an approach, but I do understand, like, when you're in that situation, it's hard to train. And Shane, you know, you've got a kind heart and you're really proactive, but unfortunately you just didn't have the experience of what we come as, like, seasoned yacht crew. And you know.
What was your reaction to Francesca sobbing to Captain Lee while struggling with work on her very first day?
We were all, like, super, super exhausted. I mean, I don't blame her, to be honest with you, because it's super frustrating, and I understand. She comes from other larger size boats where with the interior, they've got multiple girls, like up to seven sometimes. And this is kind of running as like a little 45 meter where it's only three in the interior. So I can see where she got frustrated, and these guests were quite demanding and belittling her.
What do you make of James' strong desire to party when not on charter and feeling like the rest of the crew bores him to death?
I don't know. I had a little powwow with James as well, and I told him kind of suck it up, buttercup. And, you know, that's just coming as a veteran, and I want to see everybody prevail. So, you know, I've seen his mentality before. Sometimes they come around and sometimes they don't.
Lastly, do you think Elizabeth has a right to be upset with Francesca about how she's speaking to her and managing her?
From my understanding, too, in the footage that I've seen so far, and then also understanding both parties involved and what was happening and how it was affecting even my department, I think that there was a little belittling and some condescending remarks that doesn't help anybody. And Elizabeth has a tendency to be quite, sensitive. So I don't really think it was a good approach. And she was quite snide with me as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Rachel. Shane, I am not going to sugarcoat this one. When the My Sienna crew needed you, you've either been asleep at the wheel or just plain asleep in the literal sense. Well, it's time for you to wake up, my man, and play Do You Regret It? Okay, let me know if you want to redo on any of the following. Okay, do you regret napping in the middle of the workday while the rest of your team was on deck? Was your do not disturb sleep mask obnoxious?
Okay, so Eddie was off the boat doing some work, and he gave me a list of tasks to complete. I completed the tasks. My boss wasn't there, and I needed some sleep, so I fell asleep. I do feel bad that I left my crew out there working while I was sleeping, though. Yes.
So you do regret it.
Next question.
Do you regret it or not? The game is, do you regret it?
I mean, yes and no, to be honest with you.
Okay. Do you regret confronting Eddie about sarcastically sassing you over the radio after you pointed out it was raining?
So, yes, I don't regret it, because sarcasm is not constructive for the work environment at all. And I mean, to be honest, the reason why I came on this boat was to spread the knowledge about environmentalism and sustainability. So I went on this boat with a bigger mission, and that is what I plan on doing for the rest of my life.
But didn't you go on the boat to do your job?
Yeah, I went on the boat to do my job and be a deckhand. I also went on the boat with a bigger message to spread the word around sustainability, to teach people that sustainability is incredibly important and we need to protect our planet.
Do you regret leaving the LAS door open all night?
Yes, of course I regret leaving the LAS door open all night.
Do you regret apologizing to Captain Lee for oversleeping and confessing that you screwed up before Eddie had even filled him in?
No, I don't. I apologize to Captain Lee because I genuinely felt bad, and I know I'm going to remember that apology for the rest of my life, and therefore I would never leave the Laz door open again.
Do you regret hovering over the guest dinner while helping Elizabeth on your first charter?
I was there to help out in any way possible, so I do not regret it.
Do you regret letting Lee catch you shirtless on deck?
I just didn't know the etiquette around yachting. Like, no one briefed me on anything. This is my first time ever coming on a yacht, working on a yacht. So, yes, from a workplace standpoint, I shouldn't have had my shirt off.
Do you regret not partying it up more with James?
No, I'm not. I wasn't there to party, like I said. I was there to really spread the love around sustainability, bring paper straws on this boat, and make an unsustainable industry that much more sustainable.
Do you regret turning to journaling on the high seas?
No, I journal for my mental health. I think it's very productive. Studies have shown that the more often you journal, the less likely you are to develop Alzheimer's. For me, it helps me learn, and journaling is really important in my life.
All right, thank you very much. We got two regrets there. Okay, well, that's good. We're making progress. Rachel Stephen K said, if you had to guess, what do you think the value of the caviar was that you dropped on the floor tonight? And whose fault was it that you had salmon roe? Do you blame the interior?
No, I don't blame the interior for that. And basically what happened was when it came in, it was wrapped in a certain type of package. And I had two of the identical packets of salmon roe that were Petrosian. So, I mean, it happens. And then I should have checked it just before service and had it out. But, you know, time runs very quickly on the boat. But I would say when it fell out of my hand, culinary pun intended, I've got butterfingers. So I think that was probably, with that tin, the ounce was probably about $180, if not more.
All right. Let's take a few questions from our virtual audience. Ashley has a question for Rachel. Ashley, what's up?
Hey.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel. Were you
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. Awesome. We're on a show.
Sorry.
Were you surprised by Izzy immediately defecting from the interior to the deck team? And was it shady of Francesca to make her organize the pantry before she switched teams?
I think it was great that Iz went out onto deck because that's her passion. That's what she really loves to do. And that's where she thrives the most. And I really, really encourage her to do it as well. But there's also only three girls in the interior. So I understand why Francesca had her finish the pantry completely.
By the way, I should mention Rachel is in Italy, right?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm in Italy right now.
Where? Lucky you.
I'm in a little tiny town called Imperia. It's on the Ligurian coast, and we're on lockdown.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay, well, stay healthy. Kevin has something to ask Shane. Kevin, what do you got?
Hi, Shane.
Greetings.
Oh, look at you two. Are you guys lovers or brothers?
No, we know each other from a chemistry program here in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City guys. Mm. Anyway, I don't want to interrupt you. What's your question for Shane?
You're good. All right. Do you feel like James also deserves his fair share of criticism for slacking off on the job? He left such a huge mess on the deck during the charter with the 20-somethings.
Good point, Salt Lake City guys.
You know, it's just a really, really difficult job in general, and it's hard to do anything perfect because there's an endless amount of tasks. So whether he deserves it or not, it's hard to do everything perfect on the boat.
All right. Well, tonight's caviar debacle cemented Rachel's place in a long line of below deck chefs who've had mental breakdowns with their head in a freezer. So I want to know about some of Rachel's other crazy moments in the galley with caviar. Are you kidding me? Okay, Rachel, what's the grossest ingredient you've ever had to pass off as upscale?
Ooh, any kind of thing that is considered awful, like intestines, tripe, you know, blood sausage, like all of that. And it just kind of, you know, sometimes it's a request and, or, you know, it's an ingredient, especially if you're doing Vietnamese like pho, and it's just like, you're trying to pass it off and it's still there, it's still awful.
What's the most difficult beach picnic you've ever encountered?
Out of all the years I've been doing it, I've definitely had some debacles for sure. That's why I'm completely like traumatized from it. I've even had guests like almost go into fist fights with each other that were just absolutely drunk and throw booze at each other and chairs at each other. Take the tiki torches.
Have you ever had to physically kick charter guests out of your galley?
Yes, I actually have. It was really unfortunate. We had a guest that was on board who was incredibly intoxicated, and I think there was some other party favors involved. He was quite disobedient and abrupt with other guests as well. And so he came into the galley and demanded during lunch preparation that he wanted cheese toasties, which is like grilled cheese sandwiches. So he's standing behind me as I'm cutting stuff, and he bumps into me, and my knife almost goes all the way down into my finger. So the chief officer actually had to come and remove him from the galley and put him to bed.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much. Kavi, are you kidding me? Shane, Liam G wants to know, when Eddie was showing Izzy the ropes, do you feel like he was more patient with her than he was with you? Liam G thinks that Eddie was more patient with Izzy than you.
Yeah, you know, it's just a lot easier to work with someone who is much more experienced and a seasoned Diotti. So I think he enjoyed teaching Izzy more so than me because he knew that she was going to catch on quicker solely because she's done the job a lot.
Dion K said, Shane, did Izzy telling you to step it up really get to you? Were you appreciative of that talk, or did it make you more nervous?
Yeah, no, it was good that... I knew I had to step it up. I was aware of that. And then it was good to know that the crew was behind me telling me to step it up. And I was just juggling, trying to step it up at the same time while spreading my message around sustainability and trying to teach people on the boat why it's important to care about our planet and paper straws and biodegradable sunscreen. So I was juggling a lot of things all at the same time.
I really respect you trying to use this platform to spread a message of something that really is important. But it seems like that may have gotten in the way of you doing a good job.
You know, if it got in the way of me being a great employee on Below Deck, that's okay with me. I think it's a lot more pressing that we care about our planet and that we realize that our planet is in peril right now. So I'm okay with taking a couple blows on Below Deck if it means spreading my message about sustainability. It really is.
So you are all for plastic straws, right?
Paper straws, my friend.
I'm just kidding.
Obviously, he brought it with him.
I know, good. Well, me too. Just making a straw joke. Tiffany L. emailed, Rachel, does it make you at all nervous when Captain Lee joins the charter guests for dinner?
Yeah.
You got so much praise from him both off the air and on the boat. That must have made you feel good, though.
Thank God. That makes up for everything else. No, I don't mind it when he comes and sits down. I mean, because, you know, it's not like, you know, it doesn't make me nervous. And I actually, you know, enjoy that my captain understands everything that's going on. And then he can actually facilitate and give direction if we all need it and good feedback.
Rachel, Kate Chastain tweeted and wants you to sing the bagel song. What does that mean?
Nope. I'm saving that.
Oh, really?
And that's also a spoiler, too.
Oh, okay. Very good. Ah, that's exciting. Shane, Karma Kismet wants to know if there was any point where you felt like Eddie was bullying you.
No. I mean, he was just, he was frustrated with me, and I came on the boat with not a whole lot of knowledge in the yachty world, and I knew that I didn't have a lot of knowledge, but I went on with like the bigger message in mind to teach about sustainability. So I understand why.
Rachel, Alana F said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot do you think James was in that Speedo?
I mean, it was kind of plasticky, so I'm sure his undercarriage was really hot.
Undercarriage. Shane, Jennifer R said, if you weren't dating your girlfriend at the time, which of your crew members do you think you would have been into?
Oh, no comment. I'm still dating my girlfriend, so I'm not going to make you. That statement.
Good Thank for you. You. Is she? I found out Shane was Jewish during the commercial break. Is she a nice Jewish girl?
She is.
Very yeah. good. All right.
She was living in Israel for 4 years.
Wow. Huh. You're a green-eyed, blonde Jewish guy. You don't meet many of those.
I'm a Russian Jew, so wherever that came from. And then the surfing turned this thing blonde. So.
All right. All right. Gail King texted me the other day and said she loved my new hair color, but it's the same. Anyway, I digress. It's time for...
This Day in Bravo History.
Okay, guys, the phrase two tops never work is not only rule number 5 in the Universal Gay Dating Guide, but it's also the title of the Million Dollar Listing LA episode that aired on this day in 2017, featuring a familiar face. Watch.
What are you doing here?
I thought I was getting the listing on the house and I was going to put it on the market.
Yeah, so she told me.
He's also a top agent, so the point is...
Two tops never work in a situation.
Yeah, it sounds like she wants us to co-list.
I will pay tonight.
Oh, thank you, dear. What's the occasion?
I don't know, you're a bottom, so.
I'd love to work with you.
I always say there's enough business to go around.
You take care of all the little things and leave all the negotiating.
All right, we'll reverse that one.
I knew Mauricio was a top. I knew it. I want to thank Rachel and Shane for being here. Stay healthy, you two. Sustainability. Go to After Show now.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are back with Rachel and Shane from Below Deck. Rachel, Abby E. wants to know what you think of Elizabeth's stewardessing abilities. Do you feel like newbie Ashling is more deserving of being a second stew?
I think that they had different programs that they worked in. I think Ashling came from like a super, super strict program. And it sounds like Elizabeth came from a more relaxed environment.
Shane, what's your day job, by the way?
Oh, right now it is honestly Sustainable Shane. It's my day job. I run an environmental influencer. Or I am an environmental influencer.
Very good. I want to ask the Salt Lake City guys a question in the audience. Can I?
What's up, Andy?
Yeah, I want to know what you guys think of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, we love it. I was like floored when I saw you announce it at BravoCon last year, and it's been like super great watching.
We love Heather Gay.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's more fun than a Renaissance fair. Okay, Shane, let's see. What else do I have here for you? Shane, Lindsay W. wants to know the quality in Eddie as a boss that you like.
Yeah, I like him as a boss. You know, I was calling him Sensei Eddie on the boat. He was funny. The way he taught was pretty good. He had a lot of patience at the beginning. And, you know, I called him Sensei Eddie. I think he was a pretty decent boss.
Rachel, Sharon B. wants to know if you were mad that you went through all that trouble when you made the beautiful sushi platter only for the guests to ask for more Jell-O shots. It's like making them sushi and they want rice pilaf.
No, it's fine. I still get a tip in the end. I mean, that's what I'm there to do. I'm there, and I actually love cooking, so it's, I mean, it's not really wasted to me.
Okay.
It's not fun.
Rachel, Mar Sciella wants to know your biggest pet peeve when working on a yacht.
Ooh, biggest pet peeve? Mm-hmm. That's pretty easy. It's not necessarily like what I have to cook. It's when we're in the middle of nowhere on anchor and then the guests ask for something crazy that I don't have on board, or they change something al minute, like at the last minute, and you're like, that's not even defrosted, but good right. luck.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to leave it there. I want to thank Rachel and Shane and all of our audience members. We're all going to get some thigh
high. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, Shane. Bye. Thanks, Rachel. Nice to meet you, Rachel. Bye, Shane. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.